With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. No arrest yet. However, one person has been detained for questioning in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie in Arizona. Pima County Sheriff's Department says deputies detained someone during a traffic stop Tuesday. In the meantime, a search is underway now. It is a court-authorized search in Rio Rico, Arizona. That is just north of the border with Mexico. Canadian authorities say eight people, including the suspect, are dead in a shooting in a small school in British Columbia. Two more people were found dead close by at a home believed to be connected to that incident. Police say more than 25 people have been wounded. The town of Tumbler Ridge is 600 miles north of Vancouver. The school, 175 students from grade 7 through senior. A grand jury has refused to indict Democratic lawmakers in connection with a video message of to the military. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Late last year, the Justice Department opened an investigation into Senators Mark Kelly and Alyssa Slotkin and four other Democratic lawmakers. In their video, they reminded U.S. service members to follow established military protocols and to resist illegal orders. At the time, President Trump called it seditious behavior by the lawmakers and punishable by death. But a grand jury in Washington declined to indict them. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Governor Tim Walz says the federal immigration crackdown in Minnesota could end soon. He says that he has spoken recently with top Trump administration officials. This is SRN News. Ukraine continues to be under unbelievable pressure. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Franklin Graham says, quote, "The people are suffering greatly. Many are without electricity and heat for long stretches each day. Some have no power at all. This year's winter has been brutal. Many cold and exhausted Ukrainians are struggling to survive." Samaritan's Purse, the giant Christian relief agency Graham heads, continues to pump supplies into Ukraine, but with the war against Russia about to enter its fifth year, he says the country is in dire straits. Michael Harrington reporting.
Efforts to withdraw taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood making headway. Last year, Supreme Court ruled in favor of South Carolina's attempt to bar its Medicaid program from reimbursing Planned Parenthood. That decision made it clear that any state may deny state funding for care provided by organizations that do perform abortions. This is SRN News. Some weak retail numbers sent stocks drifting.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street after flirting with record highs. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Tuesday. The index briefly rose above the all-time high it set a few weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 52 points, or 0.1% to its record. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6%. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market following a report on retail sales for December that came in weaker than expected. That helped raise hope that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates later this year to help support the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
Dozens of privacy groups urging California Governor Gavin Newsom to remove covert license plate readers. The Associated Press reporting such devices feed data into U.S. Border Patrol intelligence programs, and that scans roadways for any suspicious travel patterns. More details, srnnews.com.